Firstborn, Exposing the Myth of Pre-Existence, A Synoptical Examination, Steve Martin, Compilation Editor. Chapter 2 of 10, The Cornerstone of Humanity, Jesus the Genuine Man. If we're going to understand who Jesus really is, we can't skip over the most obvious truth the New Testament shouts again and again. He was fully, genuinely human, not pretending, not disguised, not a divine being wearing skin for 33 years, a real man, born, growing, suffering, trusting, and finally triumphing. This matters more than most realize. Jesus' humanity is not a minor detail. It's the foundation of his redemptive work, his role as mediator, and his place as the prototype for all humanity, a consistent portrait. The scriptures never waver here. Over and over, they present Jesus as one of us. His authority and sonship didn't come from a pre-existent divinity. They were established in the crucible of his human life, through his obedience in suffering, and through God's vindication in raising him from the dead. This was not optional. For Jesus to be the Messiah and Redeemer, he had to be fully human. Anything less makes the gospel collapse, evidence of his genuine humanity. The New Testament gives us more than enough proof, real human experiences. Jesus wasn't above the struggles of ordinary life. He was truly tempted in every way, just like us, Hebrews 4:15. He learned obedience through what he suffered, Hebrews 5:8. He prayed with loud cries and tears, Hebrews 5:7. He hungered, thirsted, slept, bled, and grew tired. He grew in wisdom and stature, Luke 2:52. None of that makes sense if he was omniscient or omnipotent while on earth. These weren't staged performances. They were the daily realities of a man walking by faith, the last Adam. Paul draws a straight line between Adam and Christ, Romans 5, 12-19. For the parallel to work, Jesus had to be just as human as Adam was. He wasn't a divine being borrowing humanity. He was the new Adam. Where Adam failed, Jesus obeyed. Where Adam brought death, Jesus brought life. As Paul says, he is the last Adam, 1 Corinthians 15:45, the new head of redeemed humanity. His victory wasn't a heavenly replay. It was a real human life lived in faithfulness. The principle of the kinsman redeemer makes this clear. Only one who was fully human could undo Adam's failure. That's why God prepared a sinless human seed in Mary's womb. Jesus was like Adam before the fall, yet tested and proved faithful. The mediator. Paul couldn't be plainer. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5. Even in his exaltation, Scripture insists that he is still a man. The one seated at God's right hand is not a hybrid, not God pretending. He is the man Christ Jesus, made like us in every way. Hebrews 2:17. Nails it. He was made in every way like us. That leaves no room for pre-existent divinity slipping into Mary's womb. If any part of him were something other than fully human, then he was not like us in every way. Why his humanity matters. The implications are staggering. A relatable high priest. Because Jesus was fully human, he can truly sympathize with us. He knows what it feels like to be weak, to suffer, to be tempted. If he were a divine being masquerading as man, Hebrews 4:15 would ring hollow. But he was tested in every way, and that makes him the perfect high priest for us. If we insist on pre-existence, we create a Jesus we can't relate to, some celestial being who only looked human. But Scripture gives us a Savior who is truly one of us. Prototype of our destiny. Jesus is not just Redeemer, he's the prototype. His resurrection wasn't a return to some divine state. It was the glorification of humanity. He is the first fruits, 2 Corinthians 15:20, the trailblazer, Hebrews 12:2. What happened to him is what God intends for us, the faith of Christ. Here's a truth many miss. Jesus lived by faith. He read the scriptures, believed them, and trusted his Father completely. He didn't walk through life with supernatural foresight or immunity to fear. He trusted God's promises the way we're called to do. If he had already lived before and knew how everything would end, his faith would be meaningless. But he endured betrayal, suffering, and death, clinging by faith to the joy set before him. Hebrews 12:1-2. That's not the memory of a pre-existent state. That's a man trusting God in real time. Philippians 2 revisited. Philippians 2 is often used to argue pre-existence, but the passage is about mindset, not metaphysics. Paul is urging believers to have the same humility that Christ had. Jesus emptied himself not of divine attributes, but of his rights and self-importance. He chose the form of a servant. His humiliation was not stepping down from a heavenly throne, but embracing shame, rejection, and death. His exaltation was not a return to former glory. It was a reward for his obedience. The genuine man. God did something stunning in Mary's womb. He created a perfect human seed, his son. Jesus' beginning was real, his humanity complete. He wasn't God disguised as man. He was man, the first fruits of a new humanity, chosen and empowered by God. This is the cornerstone of the gospel. Jesus' humanity makes his sacrifice real, his priesthood relatable, his faith remarkable, and his exaltation the guarantee of what's coming for us. He is the genuine man, the last Adam, the mediator, the firstborn of a new creation.